I've heard of, but I don't know a lot to make of it. And this question you've asked me, I haven't heard of that.
Well, have you ever heard of a kind of thick sour milk that you might keep around the kitchen, make things out of?
I make cheese out of it.
What kind of cheese?
Cottage cheese.
You know what?
Of course, I used to put that up in a sack, you know, and hang it up.
Oh yeah.
But I don't know how they make it now. They make sour milk.
Was that
buttermilk?
Have you ever heard it called anything besides sour milk or buttermilk?
Mm-hmm.
Ever heard it called clabber milk?
Mm-hmm. Oh yes, I have. That's been a long time.
Uh-huh. So that's an old term.
Now they say sour milk.
Well, say if a farmer had just gotten through milking his cows, what would you say he had to do to the milk to get the impurities out?
Well, he'd have to strain it. Of course, then later on they had the separators. They ran through the separators. Removed the cream from the milk.
Well, still talking about food, what about something that you might have for a dessert? Made in a deep dish and have sliced fruit in it, say like sliced apples or sliced peaches with a crust on top.
It'd be a cobbler.
Cobbler.
I mean a cooked apple.
Right.
It'd be a cobbler. So a peach cobbler.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, are a cobbler and a pie the same thing?
Well, it'd be practically the same thing, but it'd have the same form.
Pies are usually...
In a round pan, they cut them up in slices, you know, like that is. That's cobblers is usually in a bowl or something like that.
Maybe something big rectangular.
How little I know about cooking.
Oh, no. What about this expression? Say, if somebody has a good appetite, you might say about him, well, he sure likes to stow away his food.
Or you got an enormous appetite, or you like to stow away a quantity of food.
Mm-hmm.
He's a hearty eater.
Do you ever hear people around here say something like, well, he likes to put away his vittles?
Yeah. Vittles is a common expression a long time ago, because I never hear it unless it's just somebody joking about it. Making something more.
Well, say if you had gingerbread or something like that, what would you call a sweet liquid that you might pour over it?
Syrup.
Syrup.
Mm-hmm. Some gingerbread, they might put milk over it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you know, people have a lot of different habits of eating this. Some of them eat pie for breakfast. I don't.
Pie for breakfast, my goodness. Too strong. Start damn. Well, what about, say, if you were barbecuing some pork, the liquid that you pour over it?
They put a sauce on it over it of some type. Now, I don't like any barbecued foods, so I don't know much about it.
Let me ask you this. Is a sauce and a gravy, are they the same?
No, a gravy is usually made out of, they used to have what they call what we call it was a grease gravy. They took the grease off of frying and then they put coffee in it. And then the gravy, they have a flour gravy made out of the flour and the grease.
What would you call food that you would eat between meals? You'd say you're having a...
Snack. Mm-hmm. Well, what it means, I don't know.
You ever heard people call that a bite to eat, or...
Well, people, and depending on where you're located, the common expression, we'd say here you had a little refreshments or you had a snack.